The Hays Area Chamber of Commerce has completed their annual banquet. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger stumps by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Got some exciting stuff going on, or had some exciting stuff going on. It's over now.
Yes. So the big banquet is over, and we are so excited because we had to keep like these names under wraps for such, well, not such a long time, but like 3 weeks is a long time to keep that many secrets. And we may have had to lie our teeth off to get some of those people there. And that is the most exciting part, I think, about the banquet is people don't understand how many lies you have to tell to get people to come to that thing.
Yeah, because it's a small town.
Yes.
And I know, because I work in news, rumors usually have a way of permeating quickly here.
Yes. So we are excited because, of course, as we've been talking about for so many weeks leading up to our big banquet, we gave away 6 awards. And the biggest award of the evening, of course, is the Golden Belt Hall of Fame Award. And Galen Pfeiffer, a partner at Adams Brown, Barron & Ball, took that honor home. It was great because many of his family members were able to come and surprise him and congratulate him. He definitely had no clue that he was getting that award. So
nice.
Yeah. But he looked very surprised when he stepped on stage.
What?
So, yes, very excited about that one. He's done so many great things for our community, and we felt that it was a great honor. If the truth is in the story here, I think he might be retiring after 39 tax seasons, possibly. So
after 39 tax seasons, that's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Pulling out hair.
Retire your pencil.
Exactly.
And then one of our other exciting awards was the Next Tech Citizen of the Year Award. And so Johnny Matlock has a long time following as a music teacher at USD 49, but he's actually in a different capacity now. He is the USD 49 JAG-K Career Specialist, and he was honored as our Next Tech Citizen of the Year Award winner.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, I think he knows everybody in town, first off.
Yes, he knows no strangers.
And he just, he's in a little bit of everything and just one of those guys that nobody has anything bad to say about him.
So just I felt cool really bad to get him to the banquet, actually. We probably told our biggest fib.
Uh-oh.
He thought he was actually going to present about JAG-K at the banquet. So he actually sent us a presentation that didn't get used. But his wife, Sherry, said, you know, Sarah, I think that's really going to be the only way to get him there because he actually does music lessons in the evening. And, of course, Tuesday night is one of his music lesson nights. So there was some canoodling going on to get that man to attend.
Nice. Well, it's glad that you guys got it all worked out. I'm sure he was excited to get that award.
Yes, he. I leaned over on stage and I said, Johnny, I hope you know this means you're not actually giving that presentation. He's like, I kind of wonder. But he got an award. He was fine with it.
Yeah. And what an honor to win, too. Yes. That's a good one.
And then so another exciting award, of course, all of them are the Aflac Jody Hip Businesswoman of the Year Award this year went to Mary Hammond. And she is the director of development for the College of Education at FHSU. Such a great, strong woman who's done a lot of amazing things for just youth and leadership opportunities and showing people what it's like to be a good civic leader. So she was very excited too. A lot of her Fort Hays Foundation friends were there to help celebrate with her, which was nice and special. And of course, Ed was there to congratulate her too. So a big night for her.
That's cool. I love following those two on Facebook. They just look like they're having the best time everywhere they go.
I want to just like travel in their suitcase. They seem to have all these wonderful adventures. Yes, it's always exciting to see what they're up to.
But and really good, active in the community, and
absolutely
just good folks.
Yes, they are. Now, so I'm a little biased on this one because I've known her probably since childhood. But our Eagle Communications Rising Star Award winner was Chelsea Ladd. And, of course, many of you know her as the Director of Constituent Services for the Office of Senator Jerry Marie. And she's been doing that for quite some time. And, you know, part of the thing with the write-ups that we do at the banquet is to try to keep it a secret for at least the first part of it. And so she was, by the time we talked about parliamentary procedure, she pretty much knew that we were talking about her.
Sounds about right. Can't get nothing past Chelsea.
Exactly. She's pretty
great. Yeah, I've known her myself since college. We were in a lot of classes together back when we were both undergrads.
Yeah, so she's done so many great things for our community. And I know that her star is going to continue shining brightly, just as one of her nominators said of her. Think great things of her. She's been highly engaged as a young professional for the chamber and as an ambassador. And we're just thankful that she is willing to invest as much time into bettering our community as she does.
That's all she does.
Yes. It's just I don't think she service. Takes any time off. No. Yeah. And then so two more awards that we're excited to honor. The James Motor Company Small Business Achievement Award actually went to S&W Supply. So Don, and Tim were able to join us that night. And again, some shenanigans had to ensue to get those fellows to attend. But Don Sr. actually pointed at me and he said, you might be in trouble. And if I have to be in trouble to give that man an award, that's okay. Talk about people who make a difference for the community of Hayes. They're definitely up there as some champions for this area.
Absolutely.
And then the final one, so Link Living Independently in Northwest Kansas took home the I Smile Vision and Dental Helping Hands Award. And the work that those folks do to ensure people have a high quality of life and can remain in their homes is just fantastic. And talk about what a rewarding job that must be.
Yeah, rewarding, but oh my goodness.
Hard work.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just a constant, I don't even know the word. It's just hard. Hard work. Yeah.
So they are the reason that quality of life for our folks who, you know, otherwise wouldn't have it exists. So thank you to all of them, their board, their volunteers. Hayes is much better. And the people who live in Northwest Kansas actually learned that they serve 37 different communities.
Wow.
In Northwest Kansas. That's huge.
Yeah. Wait, is there even 37 counties in?
Communities, not
Oh,
counties.
Community. Okay. Communities. That makes more sense. I'm like, whoa. I was doing the math in my head.
So they reach like everywhere.
Yeah, that's still big for 37 counties or communities.
So just wanted to, again, thank everybody who helped volunteer, who sponsored, everybody who bought a ticket and came to enjoy the evening with us. We were very excited. We did sell out, thought it was a great event, and we look forward to our big banquet in 2021.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, we're quickly running out of time here. I know we got a couple other things we want to get to. Legislative coffee's coming up. What's that about?
So we are going to have the first of many in a series. AT&T and Midwest Energy are again sponsoring our legislative coffee series. It's a great chance for folks in our area to learn about what's going on at the state and national level. They're obviously just new in their season and their legislative session this year. So we actually have six folks joining us: Kansas State Senator Rick Billinger, Kansas State Representative Ken Rogers, Kansas State Representative Barb Wassinger, Kansas State Representative Troy Waymaster, and representing on behalf of the Office of U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is Alex Richard, and also U.S. Representative Roger Marshall will be there. So that will be actually February 8th. So that's a lot of names, but they're going to be talking on a lot of topics. They'll each have a chance to discuss kind of what their take is on the legislative session so far. And then we'll have an open panel discussion, as well as give people who attend that legislative coffee a chance to ask various questions of the representatives and senators and kind of see if they can be heard on a, you know, more unique but more intimate level. It's kind of nice to have our area representatives back in our hometown. So we are going to be having that from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., and that'll be at the FHSU Memorial Ballroom.
Very cool. And, I mean, how often really do you get, because you're talking to everybody from state-level guys to U.S. senator, or at least a representative from.
Absolutely.
Get all those people into one room so you can yell at them all at once. That's pretty rare.
Well, you know, we only have about 3 to 4 coffees a year. It really does depend on their schedule and if time permits for them. But we're actually partnering this event with Hope in the Heartland. So High Plains Mental Health Center is actually having this event starting at 10 o'clock. So we thought it would be nice to give the representatives and senators a chance to maybe, you know, kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and, you know, help out in a bunch of different areas. But their event is actually going to focus on farm stress, mental health awareness, and public policy. So we think it'll be a great opportunity. So for folks who maybe don't have anything planned for this Saturday, there's still time to RSVP with Kaylee Connor at High Plains Mental Health Center. Give her a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got, it looks like, about 2 minutes left. You want to roll right into the calendar?
Absolutely. So this week, of course, we will be starting again up with our HYP Networking and Engagement Committee meetings February 6th from noon to 1. That'll be at CBD American Shaman, located at 2013 Vine Street. And then we'll roll into our chamber chat. Will feature our Seroptimus group, and that'll be February 7th, of course, Friday mornings at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and they'll be holding theirs at the Press at 230 East 8th Street. And again, another friendly reminder that legislative coffee, February 8th, this Saturday, bright and early. We will have coffee and pastries at that, so there's a good reason to roll out of bed. You don't even need to eat breakfast.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go, but now...
You may want to come.
Yeah, I better give Kaylee a call.
It'll be in the ballroom at FHSU Memorial Union, of course, 600 Park Street. And then following up, expert young professional XYP building an effective team. That'll be February 11th from 11:45 to 1 at the Press, 230 East 8th Street. So a lot of cool things going on.
You guys always have cool things
going on. We do. And we're excited next week. We're going to, of course, part of our banquet was rolling out our rebrand and sharing a video. So we will kind of talk about some of the different things that are refreshed, like our mission, our vision, some of the goals that we have coming about. And we couldn't be more excited. We really feel that the changes that are coming about are being made to continue to add, you know, that value to our member investors. And we're just excited to have the opportunity to refresh things and make sure that we're looking at things, you know, through glasses that will impact our community in a positive way.
Very good. Next week, we're going to talk about that rebrand. We're going to get all into the details of that, right?
Yes, nitty gritty.
Very good. Anything else? We got to go, but anything else to share real quick?
How about them Chiefs?